by guest, an informative and entertaining feature of WOMT. During the program, you're invited to call us if you have a question or comment for our guest or host, or if you'd like to pass along anything of interest to those listening. Views and opinions expressed on Be My Guest are not necessarily those of WOMT or our advertisers. Be My Guest is your program, so be our guest and join in the conversation. Now, here's your host, Lee Douglas.
Good morning and welcome to our program today. Our guests today are from Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, and they include Steve Cantor, Tyler Freitag, and Kyle Brenteson. And thank you all for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us on, Lee.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, this has been a while since I've had a trio in here, you know, since the Letterman, I think, actually. So you're a good act to follow.
I don't know if we can cover that.
None of us can sing.
Do you want to try? That's the question.
And now you'll lose listeners that way.
No. But it's really a pleasure having you all here. We appreciate it. And it's a big time for Shoreline. It's their... Your 80th anniversary, huh?
Yes. Wow. We were founded in 1941 as the Hamilton Credit Union in Two Rivers, Wisconsin.
I was just thinking to myself, if I remember right, Shoreline started in Two Rivers, and that's where it did.
That's correct. That's correct.
Right. And tell us a little bit about, if you can tell us a little bit about the background of Shoreline Credit Union.
Sure, yeah. So Steve said we started in Two Rivers, and then a few years later we opened a branch in Manitowoc. So like you said, it's our 80th anniversary. So this year we are just focused on celebrating with our members and others in the community. So we're actually offering a 1.80% auto loan for up to 60 months, and that's just our way of saying thank you to all of our members for the last 80 years. And we're looking forward to the rest of this year and another 80 years to come.
Wow, that sounds good. Now, gentlemen, you have headphones on, so you probably hear a little cracking in there, and that means there's a storm north of us going through. So you'll probably hear that throughout the show. So in what ways are you celebrating this?
Yeah, one way is that, as Tyler mentioned, the 1.8% 60-month auto loan. Which has been we have done a record number of loans this year. So that contributes part of it because, gosh, I know loan rates weren't that low when I was first starting out and buying my first car or second car even, but it was more like 10% then. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. The interest rates are way down, so, yeah, we want to encourage people to check us out, stop down, apply for a loan, see what Shoreline has to offer there, too.
And our interest rates on the cars are the same no matter what year. Some places, the interest rates are low only on the newer vehicles, but mm-hmm. our interest rates are the same on any year vehicle. It could be from 1908 to 2021.
Wow. Have you been processing a lot of car loans?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of our bread and butter, and mortgages, too. Lots of mortgages this year. We've had record loan growth this year, which has been good for us.
That's something we were talking about a little bit outside, not so much that we were going to talk about today, but the mortgages, mortgage rates are down, interest rates are down, and supply is down, too, isn't it, in the housing industry?
It's very difficult. It's very difficult to find a house right now.
Yeah, it is. But refinance rates are great, and so anything we can do to help, that's why we're here. Our people are what make the difference at Shoreline, and any of our loan officers, mortgage loan officers, would be happy to sit down, take some time with you, and chat about those options.
Is it hard for people to join Shoreline or to apply for a loan?
It is not. We make it as easy as we can. You can do it about a half dozen different ways, but online you can sign up and become a member right online at shorelinecu.org, or you can stop in one of our branches. We are fully open as of this week, allowing members back in. We've got some safety precautions in place, of course, mm-hmm. With the pandemic still going on and hopefully coming to an end here, but you can come right into the branch, set up an appointment, call us at 614-5053. That's our toll-free number, sorry, so 800-614-5053. Or if you're in town, 920-482-3700.
Wow. That sounds good. That really sounds some good stuff happening over there.
Yes, our membership covers 9 counties in Northeast Wisconsin. So any listeners that are outside of Manitowoc County are also eligible to join.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing to know. I do want to mention, though, we have the WOMT Shoreline text line available. So we can get another plug in there for you at 920-682-4674. If you'd have a question for either Steve, Tyler, or Kyle, feel free to call us or text us, or you can call us on the WOMT phone at 682-4674. Shoreline Credit Union does a lot for Manitowoc County and for the communities of Manitowoc and Two Rivers. And you're really involved in a lot of things, aren't you?
Yes, we're involved in a lot of different organizations. Some of our employees, we're involved in Kiwanis, the Rotary, the Crossing, Two Rivers Main Street, Two Rivers Business Association, a number of different organizations that we're very active in to help out in the community.
And I know you mentioned earlier when we were talking, too, that you encourage your employees to become be involved in these in any organization, really.
Yeah. It's part of our hometown brand. It kind of differentiates us from other places that we are more involved in the community.
Mm-hmm. And I should ask, I didn't ask any of you, what are your positions at Shoreline? I should have asked you that first, actually.
Yeah, so this is Kyle. I'm the hometown business development officer for Shoreline. Been there about 3 years and really enjoy getting out in the community, getting away from my desk occasionally to go out and greet with different businesses and grow the community that way too.
Are you other two jealous of him that he gets to go out like
oh
that?
Yeah, he's always gone.
I usually find a way to tag along.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
And Tyler, what is your position?
Yeah, so I'm the marketing specialist at Shoreline. I've been there for about 4.5 years, and I actually started there fresh out of college from LTC as soon as I graduated as a teller. And then about 6 months later, Steve hired me on in the marketing department. So since then, it's just been a lot of personal growth and career growth and learning about the community and what can keep young professionals here as well. I think that's a really cool part of my position as being a young professional and encouraging others that, as soon as you graduate high school, you don't have to leave. There's plenty to keep you here.
Mm-hmm.
So the day-to-day job, I do a lot of the design work, the project management, website work, and things like that as well.
Do emails with me and
yes.
Go back and forth. I would imagine. Are you originally from Manitowoc or Sheboygan? Or?
I'm originally from Manitowoc. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's nice. Too that we have hometown people here and Steve, are you from this area originally?
No, I'm from McHenry, Illinois.
But
I've lived in Manitowoc area for 30 years. So
yeah. Bears fan?
No, Packer fan.
Just checking.
The important stuff.
Yeah. Well, if I hear the word Illinois from someone, I have to ask. But most of the people do not admit it, so it works out okay.
Yeah.
But so how long have you been in the banking business then?
I've been in the banking business for probably 15 years. I started off in another bank that's around here, and then before that I was in the packaging machinery industry, but I've been at Shoreline for 6 years.
Wow, that's good. So can you tell us a little bit? We talked a bit about your loan rate and that, but can you tell us about some of the other different types of loans that are available at Shoreline?
Yeah, for just about anything you've got going on, from a home equity line of credit to do some stuff around the house, which I know a lot of people have been doing with the pandemic, trying to make their confines a little more desirable for themselves as they're spending more time at home. Been doing a lot of those. We also have options for personal loans. that a lot of people don't think about. You know, you need a little bridge to cover an emergency or something. Certainly reach out to us anytime, and we can see what we can do to help with that stuff. And you don't have to have perfect credit. We're not built for the people that have great credit. We are here to help the community and can take some a little riskier situations sometimes. So I encourage everybody that is listening that if you do have a little shaky credit, we want to talk to you and help you see what we can do. Credit cards, we've got that program as well.
You want to talk about the hometown program?
Sure. So with our credit cards, we have a reward system, and we reward our members for shopping locally. So we do that by offering double rewards when they shop at participating hometown businesses. Currently, that's a list of over 115 local kind of mom and pop type places, Lee, that you know, you can go in and use your credit card there, get double rewards, and then we give you gift certificates for those rewards back to those local participating businesses. This is a program we've been running for about 2.5 years, and at this point we have redistributed a little over $40,000 back into Manitowoc County into those local businesses, which, you know, we keep hearing it, and we keep hearing it because it's true that they need our support. So we're happy to be able to provide that through this program and other ways as well.
Did you I don't know how much you can talk about things like this, but did you see, like, during this past year with the COVID and everything, were you able to help people with loans, you know, who may have had problems with different things?
We did. On the sticking with the business front, and I'll let one of the other guys talk about some of the personal things we did for people. But on the business front, we actually jumped right on board with the PPP loans, Paycheck Protection Program loans through the government. And, you know, for all of our local small businesses, we're able to secure some of those loans for them, giving them a little bit of breathing space in a really difficult time.
Wow. That's good. That's good that you're able to, you know, that you were able to help. The other thing I wanted to ask you too, if you don't mind, is that right now, homes in this area, we were talking about it earlier, but homes in this area are selling like mad, and you must be doing a lot of home loans then too, or new home loans.
Right. We've been doing quite a few home loans the past 2 years, actually. It's actually exploded. We've had more mortgages coming in than we ever had before, so it's been a busy time for us.
What do you suggest for people who are planning at looking for a home? Should they come to see you first and you know, kind of get the ball rolling?
Yeah, so I was actually a first-time home buyer just a couple months ago, and the first thing I would recommend doing is coming to Shoreline and talking with any of our mortgage lenders and getting that pre-approval letter and just kind of figuring out a plan on what you can start looking for and what your budget is and things like that. I think that'll be very helpful in the process.
All right, that sounds good. I think what we'll do is take a break in the program. We're just about halfway through, and our guests today are from Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, and Kyle Brenteson and Tyler Freitag, excuse me, and Steve Cantor are all our guests today. And if you have a question for them, you can call us or at 682-4674 or text us on the WOMT Shoreline text line at 920-682-4674. And we'll be back right after these words.
This time has given us all a chance to reflect on what means most. At Purveya, your health means most to us because we know what it makes you capable of. It allows you to reach your goals, watch your children grow, care for those you love, and so much more. At Purveya, we're hopeful for a brighter future, and we're going to be here for you always, no matter what life may bring. Schedule appointments, get answers to your questions, and learn what Purveya can do for your health at Purveya.com.
I'm Stacy Seldner, candidate for Manitowoc School Board. Today, you get to cast your vote for four candidates. Imagine what we can do with four brand new board members dedicated and passionate about change. If you are concerned that our school district continues to fall behind that of other schools our size, I encourage you to vote today for Seldner and three other newcomers. Paid for by Stacy Seldner.
This is Chris Abel asking who'd say it's better to spend $500,000 tax dollars on flowers than on potholes? Or that there's no point in fixing our roads since they'll just break again? Well, not me.
Get the flowers, get the colors. At least when you hit that pothole, you can see a pretty flower right next to you and be happy.
Vote common sense priorities this April 6th. Vote Abel for mayor. Paid for by Abel for Mayor.
Get a loan from a place you own.
We brought our car loan to Community First. Our interest rate was just fabulous. I had the loan done in one day. It was just truly an amazing experience.
I transferred my car loan to Community First Credit Union and saved $4,000 over the term of the loan.
I brought my car loan to Community First and it saved me thousands.
When you have a relationship with Community First Credit Union, you get the very best car loans because here you're an owner. And when you get your loan from a place you own, you save a lot of money.
Well, a credit union is you're an owner of the credit union, so that makes a big difference.
I'm a real believer in Community First Credit Union and the whole concept of credit unions, in that the interest and income comes back to the members.
I am an owner, so it works well for me.
Save money on your current car loan by switching your loan to a place you own, where relationships matter. Community First Credit Union. Together, we'll find a way.
From fishing to fertilizer, Fleet Farm has it. Stop in today and save on Berkley Flicker Shad 3-pack fishing lures, just $7.99. Mobile One Motor Oil, 5 quarts for only $14.99 after rebate. And Superior Lawn Fertilizer with Crabgrass Preventer for only $14.99. Plus, Fleet Farm is your one-stop for pet supplies. Get everything you need, plus guaranteed lowest prices on dog and cat food. Fleet Farm, proudly serving the Midwest since 1955.
Come in and enjoy Gibbs on the Lake, the Lakeshore's finest supper club, featuring the freshest ingredients made to order. Join us Wednesdays and Thursdays for our authentic German cuisine, Friday night fish fry, the best roasted chicken, and USDA prime rib anywhere. Gibbs on the Lake. It's really good.
We're back again. Our guest today from Shoreline Hometown Credit Union, Tyler Freitag, Steve Cantor, and Kyle Bredesen. And we do have a caller, so we'll go to the phones. And good morning. You're on the air with our guests.
Good morning. I'm interested in learning a little bit about how the credit union is organized from a management standpoint. I assume there's, you know, officers and the president. But then beyond that, do you have local people that serve as board members, and are those people from the community, in the community? If you could explain a little bit how that works. Thanks.
All right.
I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Okay, we have a CEO, Nathan Grossenbach. He's a young CEO. He's very progressive in his thinking, and he's put together a management team. Steve Hangson, who's our CFO, he's another young man. And, of course, we've got a, what do you want to call her, Lisa Smint.
A VP of
Operations.
VP
of Operations.
Yep.
And then we got me, the VP of hometown branding, or hometown experience, hometown branding and experience, I think, or maybe it's hometown experience and branding. I don't remember. We also have a compliance officer, Sarah Habowitz.
Being nonprofit, we are overseen by a board. So the board oversees the CEO as well as all the upper management, helping us make those larger decisions and what's best for the community and for Shoreline and its members, especially who are the owners of the credit union. So that is made up of local members.
Volunteers
for our board. So, that's a great question. Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. We do have another call. Good morning. You're on the air with our guests.
Yeah, good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Hey, do you know when that lobby in the Two Rivers office is going to open up again?
Hey, go check it right now because it's open.
Huh?
Go check it out right now because it's open.
Oh, no, not the lobby. The lobby where you can walk in.
That's right, sir. You can go in today.
Are you going today? It's open now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right. I actually, that was good that call, because somebody had just texted and they said, is the lobby open yet?
Oh, great. We're answering them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. We do have some restrictions in place, obviously, trying to take care of our employees as well as our member owners. And but, yes, our lobbies are open. Those doors are reopened and unlocked. So please come in. We are looking forward to seeing people.
Was it hard for you during COVID when you had to shut the lobby and that down? That must have been I was kind of like here too, you know, things really, you have to adjust a lot.
Well, one thing that it did happen for us was we had a very good online banking and mobile banking platform. Mm. We invested a lot of money in that over the past few years. So we got a lot of our members involved in doing it online versus coming into the branches. Plus the drive-thrus were open, and we do have deposit accepting ATMs. So all of that kind of helped, and in fact, our digital banking really went up during the pandemic.
All right. Well, we do have another call. Good morning. You're on open mic.
Good morning. At the Two Rivers branch, I noticed there's an exit only sign. I was just wondering, is it set up for like airflow, so air just flows toward the exit, or is there another reason for exit only?
Nope, that's correct. It's just for the flow of the branch. That way you enter on the other side, and then that way people aren't crossing paths more than needed. Just set up for a safer flow in the branch.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you for your call. Well, you guys are busy today. you're busy, too, in supporting local events that are going on in the county, and you know, things are starting to pick up a little bit, and you're getting involved in that.
Yes, we sponsor a lot of different events that are kind of fun events, you know, for our membership and for the general public at large. Some of the things that we do are car shows, a lot of car mm-hmm. shows we do. We do some at one at the Felician Village. We are part of the Cool City Classic Car Show and Parade. Also the Kiwanis Motorcycle and Vintage Camper Show and Car Show. And we also support Ethnic Fest, the Kiwanis Golf Outing, and we're involved with a lot of other outings and smaller events that we support in the community.
Yeah, that Ethnic Fest, that's really has taken off, hasn't it?
Yeah, it sure has.
It is a wonderful program that you have there.
And that Cool City Car Show and Cruise.
Yep, probably that's another one.
One of the biggest car cruises in the state.
Yeah, that'll be back this year, right?
Right.
So that'll be nice. I'm sure you're involved in that one a little bit, huh?
Sure. yeah, I have some old cars.
Yeah, yeah. We were talking about that. I like them, too. I see them on Facebook in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice-looking machines, put
old
it
Studebakers, yep.
Yep, yep. Yep. What are some of the other things that you have going on at Shoreline?
Yeah, part of our mission really is to just support the community, and mm-hmm. we do that in a lot of different ways. And if you see any one of us three or anyone with a Shoreline shirt on, you know it'll be a fun event. So we try and back those things. We've got a newly formed golf outing. I'll let Tyler talk on that. I know he's part of that committee for the Kiwanis. But like I said, just come out and get active in the community, because it's actually starting to open back up, and it's going to be a fun summer.
Yeah, and it looks like that Kiwanis golf outing is one of the first ones around, huh?
Yeah, so it's going to be the inaugural golf outing this year for the Kiwanis of Manitowoc. It's going to be held on June 4th at Branch Golf Course. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you are interested in registering or coming out to attend, you can go to the Shoreline Facebook page, and under the Events tab, you'll find the Kiwanis golf outing, and that'll tell you how to register there. So, yeah, come out, have fun, and support local kids with special needs, and help Kiwanis support the community.
Can one of you tell me what the Cars and Guitars car show is? I've never really heard of that, I don't think.
That one's up in Green Bay.
Oh, okay.
It's the Automobile Gallery, which is a museum up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, all right.
And we do have a few members up in Green Bay, probably about 100 members up in Green Bay. I'm not sure if that's the exact number. But we do some loans up there, and we are involved with the Automobile Gallery, which is a great place. So we'll be up there in June also.
Really a neat car show. It draws a huge group of people, and they are actually having Johnny Wadd this year too. So that's the guitars part.
Okay.
Yeah. So
and the other part is too is we also finance classic cars and antique cars at the same rate as newer cars, which is very unusual because many places won't finance those cars except maybe at 11-12%. So we've done a number of those loans also, and we promote those loans at those car shows.
Yeah, I've heard about that. That did they at one time have Brett Favre's car in there?
Is that not the Brett Favre's? They've got
not Brett Favre. Bart
Starr's Corvettes.
Yeah,
in there.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Not Brett Favre.
Yeah, he's got. I think it's a '66 or '67 Corvette.
And then. Is the owner still alive?
Red Lewis just passed away a few months ago.
All right. Because I know he was getting up there, and that's good, though. I mean, that's really a very popular place, isn't it?
It's a beautiful place, and they are doubling the size of it, as a matter of fact. There's a large collection of vintage automobiles up there. It's quite a place.
It's a lot of fun, yeah. And so, again, that is happening on June 19th this year at the Automobile Gallery in Green Bay. And, yeah, we'd love to see you guys up there.
It's really a neat thing that Shoreline Credit Union is involved in all these different functions that are going on in the community. And that's a big part of what you do, right?
Right. It's part of our hometown branding. It's part of what we like to do to serve the community and to have some fun at the same time. You know, that's a big part of it.
Do you, now you have the bank in, not the bank, excuse me, the credit union.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. No. You have the credit union here in Manitowoc and in Two Rivers. Do you have any other, in any other smaller places?
No, most of the people that bank outside of Manitowoc County are doing it on the digital platform.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that, but we also are part of a co-op. So there's 30,000 ATMs nationwide and just short of 1,000 branches that you can go into and do a transaction just like you're at Shoreline in Manitowoc or Two Rivers. So I did one when I was in Arizona last year, or not last year, 2 years ago now. Nobody was anywhere last year, but yeah, and you can transact just like you're at Shoreline in Arizona. So it gives us a little edge and a little competitive edge there for some of the different financials in the area.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that. So
it's a neat thing. We keep it a secret on purpose, Lee. You know?
Well, the secret's out, unfortunately. Now and everybody will be you'll have a rush of things coming in from other states now. So,
You can only join if you're working in or living in nine counties. So.
so that kind of narrows it down a little bit.
It does, but it gives you that flexibility when you're on vacation someplace to still be able to get access to your accounts. And there is one in Green Bay, so you can transact in Green Bay just like you're at Shoreline at Schneider Credit Union in Green Bay.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, before we leave, can you one more time let us know how people can if somebody's interested. I know they can stop in and talk to you there, but if they'd like to call you, how do they do that?
Sure. So they can call us at our toll-free number, which is 800-614-5053, or they can call us locally at 920-482-3700. Our website is shorelinecu.org. And give us a like and a follow on Facebook. I mean, we're posting a lot about the community events that we talked about today and what we're up to. Usually pretty frequently, so give us a follow, and we'll have a fun summer.
All right. Sorry about the storm that's going overhead. We can hear the crackling a little bit, but our guests today were Tyler Freitag and Kyle Brenteson and Steve Cantor of Shoreline Hometown Credit Union. We thank them for joining us.
Well, thank you for letting us be on.
Yeah. You're welcome. It was a pleasure. And join us again tomorrow morning.
Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks on 1240 AM.